Passage 30. An Accidental Entrepreneur. Some people look at a hole and see empty space, while others see opportunity. That's what Sherry Schmelzer spotted a few years ago when everyone, including her three children, started wearing Crocs, the colorful resin clogs dotted with holes. My kids and I were clowning around, and my eldest daughter, Lexi, got the sewing kit out. I grabbed one of the Crocs, pulled some buttons, rhinestones, and fabric out of the kit, and stuck them in the holes. Lexi said, "Mom, I love that." Sherry and Lexi, then seven, spent the rest of the day filling holes in the family's 12 pairs of Crocs. Every look-alike shoe was suddenly unique. When her husband Rich, a seasoned entrepreneur, came home later that day, Sherry told him about that. Crocs had sold millions of pairs of shoes. The couple figured they could create a business simply by riding the wave. Rich refused to let a decorated Croc leave their Boulder, Colorado house until he'd filed a patent. But first they needed a name. Rich and I had seen a movie where Meg Ryan says to Tom Hanks, "I'm such a flibbertigibbet." That became my nickname, so I called the business Gibbets. While Sherry designed, Rich strategized. They decided to sell the charms through a website, Gibbets.com. 6 months later, in February 2006, Sherry was making hundreds of gibbets to order, by hand, by herself, in their basement. And filling those holes wasn't as easy as it looked. The bigger the shoe, the bigger the holes. It took 6 prototypes before Sherry figured out how to make her charms one size fits all. Soon they had to hire help and move the operation out of their home. Someone at Crocs was bound to notice the charms. Duke Henson, one of Crocs' founders, spotted Lexi and her gibbets at the local pool, handed her his business card, and said, "Have your mom call me." Sherry and Rich met with Crocs execs, but no one suggested buying the company. Sherry was actually relieved because she wanted to see if she, not Crocs, could make it big. Biding her time allowed Sherry to develop over 300 designs and sign up 4,000 retail outlets. Having more products, more customers, and better distribution boosted the company's value. In December 2006, Crocs bought Gibbets for $20 million, with the Schmelzer staying on board. And Sherry is branching out into messenger bags and cell phone cases. The diversification turned out to be a good thing when Crocs stock fell sharply earlier this year. As popular as the shoes are, it's not yet clear if they're a short-term fad or a long-term business. Today, Sherry sits in Bright New Digs, the chief design officer of a global business. Even she is amazed by how far you can go with one simple idea. "All I heard from family and friends was, 'Gee, there are holes right there. Why didn't I think of that?'" So young people should be aware that they will always have opportunity for growth and advancement. Opportunity only goes to those who are already prepared and those who are adept in observation of life.